Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I am super excited to be in your ears. And this is going to be one of those episodes that you're going to look back a year from now, 2 years from now, you're going to say this episode changed everything for me. Okay. Now, you guys know that I love studying successful people. And I had just spent some time listening. I was listening to TD Jakes, and he is a phenomenal communicator. And I was listening to him. And I was like, man, I need to up-level my ability to speak. I need to up-level my ability to communicate my message. I need to up-level my ability to turn my message into a movement. And communication, speaking is the way that you do that. And I was like, I have to do this. And I thought about it. And I was like, I have a process. I have two main things that I decided I'm going to do in order to up-level my speaking. And I wanted to share that with you. And whether you've never spoken, which of course, if you're a physician, you have spoken, but whether you've never embraced speaking or you've already been speaking and you're like, man, I want to make this better, or you are speaking and you're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm at the top of my game. I want to invite you to look at this with fresh eyes and to realize that there's still so much more, right? There's still so much more. Think about all the stages that you don't have access to. Think about the size of your brand and all of that stuff is all a reflection of how well you are able to communicate. So anyway, so let's get into the episode. I have to do two things. I have to do two things if I want to become a better speaker. This is something that I've done over and over and over again, but now it's time to do it again. I am always looking for how to reinvent myself. I am always clear that I have not arrived, okay? And I want to invite you to think that with me. So the first thing that you're going to need to do if you want to up-level your speaking, and the thing that I'm going to do to up-level my speaking, is you want to become a great listener. Okay, you want to become a great listener. So if you want to become a better speaker, you need to become a better listener. If you want to be a great speaker, you need to become a great listener. All right, your talk is not about you at all. If you don't hear anything else I say, I want you to hear this. Your talk is not about you at all. It is about your audience. It is about the pain that they're experiencing. It's about the problems they have and the solution you can offer them. I cannot begin to tell you how much they do not care about your talk. They do not care about you, not in a bad way, but they're not there for you. They're there because they're like, this is going to fix my problem, or this is going to make me happy, or this is going to inspire me, whatever. They're there for them. They are tuned into a radio station called WIIFM. What's in it for me? They're not thinking about you at all. Okay. I mean, like, think about the last time. Think about the last time you went to go hear a great speaker, right? Did you go there because you were like, I want to support them, or I want to help their speaking career? Like, did it even occur to you that they had a speaking career? You know what I mean? Like, that's not why you went. You know why you went. You had some problem, right? And you were like, they're going to fix it. I'm not motivated. They're going to motivate me. I'm not inspired. They're going to inspire me. I don't know how to build funnels. They're going to help me build funnels. I'm having such a hard time with hiring at my practice, and they're going to help me with that. That's why you went. And when people hear you speak, that's why they're there. They're there for themselves. Okay. They do not care about you. So the more you can listen to them, the more you can speak to why they came to listen to you. And if you speak to why they came to listen to you, you are a great speaker, because that's what they want. If you are a great listener, what you will do is you'll be going into the conversations they are already having in their heads. The conversation they're already having. So people come to me a lot. I don't know. I can't start a podcast, or I can't do a YouTube channel because I'm afraid I'm going to run out of content. I don't know where to find the content. Now, I want to invite you to stop looking for content and start listening for content, because guess what your people are doing? They're always talking about their problems. They're always talking about their pain. They're always talking about their challenges. They're always talking about what's making them overwhelmed. They're always talking about what they're frustrated about. All of that, that's your content. That's your content. They have all the content. And it's not just random content that you believe they need. This is content they're telling you that they want. This is content that they're like, can somebody talk to me about this? They're actively seeking out speakers who would address, and they're not saying it that way, but they're actively seeking you out. They're posting about their problems on Facebook. They want to hear what you have to say about it. But then you have to listen so you can address the real reason why they want to hear you. Okay? The greatest speakers go into the conversation the listener is already having. All right? So become a better listener. And, you know, people say things, your ideal clients, your ideal patients, they talk about their pain and all of that stuff in daily conversation. They talk about it on social media. They talk about it in forums. They talk about it. You can do Google searches and you can see what they're Googling, but you need to become a better listener. It's not about you. Remove yourself. You're not the center of the talk. It's not about you. It's about them. All right. So be a better listener. And then the second theme is be a great thinker. So number one is be a great listener. Second thing is be a great thinker. Now, if you are an introvert, I have great news for you. This is a superpower that many introverts have, at least in the seed form. You may need to develop it. You may need to do it more. But at least at the seed form, most introverts have this, right? Let's use this as an example, right? Your experiences, your ideas, your concepts, it's so easy to make little of them. Like, it's not a big deal. It doesn't really matter. I haven't really done anything great. There's nothing there. But the truth of the matter is that your experiences, your ideas, your concepts, they're all great. The problem is a lot of times they're in the raw form. They're raw material. Please hear me. Like, if you hear this and adopt it, it changes your life. Okay? It's raw material. Now, the thing about raw material is that raw material has very little value, right? But if you will think deeply about it, that's like processing it. And it can become a finished product, which is 100 times, maybe even 1,000 times more valuable. So your life as it is right now, your experiences, your ideas, your concepts, they're amazing for raw material. And you might say, oh, I've processed it. Well, you could process it more. It's still raw material in a way. I mean, think about it. Many people think their stories are boring. There's nothing spectacular. Nothing spectacular has happened in my life. Other people have taken their stories and they've turned them into movies. We're talking movies that have generated millions and millions and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. It's their story. So what's the difference? They processed it. Some people have taken their stories and they've converted them into best-selling books. I mean, like Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, I mean, it's her story. And she sold 725,000 copies on day one. Day one. And you may listen to this and you're like, yeah, but you know, she was the first lady. That's why. Well, that same year she released her book. There's another author. His name is David Goggins. And he wrote Can't Hurt Me. Okay. He sold over 3 million copies. 3 million copies. He has 43,146 ratings on Amazon. And it is his story. It is his story. Powerful story. Right? So if you can dig into your stories, dig into your experiences, dig into the lessons you've learned, you can become a really great speaker. I mean, think about my story. Like, what am I even doing right now? I'm telling you my story of what I'm going to do so I can become a better speaker. My story of starting a private practice and not realizing I had enrolled in the School of Hard Knocks because I had no idea what I was doing. My story of being an introverted introvert and saying yes to doing a Facebook Live every week called the Legacy Parents Show in private practice. My story of saying, oh, well, I was going to start helping other doctors start businesses and how terrified I was of doing it. My story of launching this podcast, my story of launching EntreMD, my story of holding EntreMD Live, my stories. I mean, and now we have a podcast that has had over 135,000 downloads in 100 countries, and it will help 80,000 doctors build profitable businesses so they can live life and practice medicine on their own terms. Where do all these things come out of? Stories. It's all stories. It's all stories. And it's the lessons learned from the story. So your life as it is, and the things you've learned, as you've learned, like right now, this is all raw material. Your experiences, your stories, your ideas, your concepts, they're all raw material. Now, if you can be a thinker, if you can go think about deeply about your stories, you can pull out the lessons that were learned. You can pull out frameworks. You can pull out ways of doing things. For instance, episode 154, I talked about how you can get the most out of a conference. That is a thought process that I had had. But if I hadn't thought through it to articulate it, like, now this is what you do, if I hadn't pulled out that lesson, then I wouldn't have been able to do that quote unquote talk. You see what I mean? So being a great speaker has to do with great thinking, because you're walking around with phenomenal stories that will inspire so many people. You're walking around with phenomenal concepts and ideas and lessons and frameworks and checklists. You have them in you. If you would think about it, if you would brood on it, then you'll be able to pull those out and it'll make you a better speaker. Now, why would it make you a better speaker? Because it will help people. A speaker, a great speaker, is someone who can talk to create transformation, not necessarily someone who gets a standing ovation, right? People need to say, oh my goodness, I listened to her. I listened to him for 30 minutes and this changed. People need to be able to say that. People have told me, well, my practice survived the pandemic because of your podcast. People have said I was in such a dark place during the pandemic, but it's your podcast that kept me going. I mean, and it's thing after thing after thing. People are like, I was a one-trick pony till I started listening to your podcast, right? So a great speaker is someone who can create transformation with their words. So become a great listener and become a great thinker, and it will make you a much, much, much better speaker, even a great speaker, okay? So what do I want you to do today? I want you to make a decision. I'm going to listen more. I'm going to listen more. I'm going to listen to my ideal client. I'm going to listen to my patients. I'm going to listen more. I'm going to listen to what they're telling me they want to hear me talk about. I'm going to listen to what their pains are, their frustrations are, so I can create a talk that would help them. Start listening more. Start listening actively more, right? Pay attention when people are talking. I used to fall into this trap, and I think most humans do. We listen so we can answer. We're not really listening. We're not listening to understand. We're listening to keep talking. And we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We should probably start practicing listening twice as much as we talk. And it will make us so much more effective when we do talk. So listen more. And then I want you to stop. This is an exercise that I have people do, have them do it in the EntreMD Business School as well. Take inventory of the masterpiece called your life. And you might go like, wait, what life? What? I haven't done anything, blah, blah, blah. Listen to me. Take an inventory. First of all, you're listening, you're a physician. You have done what only 3% of people can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so you need to never, ever say, you know, I haven't done anything or whatever, right? And then you need to take inventory. What have I overcome? What are my wins? What have I started? What have I built bigger? What are the things that have made me successful? You need to start taking inventory of all of that, because those are the things you can brood on that will make you such an amazing speaker. Those are the lessons you can pass on. Those are the lessons you can convert to books. Those are the stories you can convert to books, maybe even movies. I've had a client in the EntreMD Business School, and she was doing all her talks on Facebook Live and all of that. And people were like, hey, can we make a story? Can we make a movie out of your story? So this is not out of reach. Your experiences, that could be an amazing TED Talk. That could be a course, right? Your process, that could be a checklist, that'll be a lead magnet. It's so powerful. You need to take inventory of all of it. You need to challenge yourself to write 10 things, 12 things. Like, pull an inventory of the masterpiece called your life. Because listen, you can start delivering messages, delivering talks, being guests on podcasts, and your message will change lives, and your message will change your world just because you chose to master the things that make you a great speaker. So I want you to say yes today. I want you to embrace it today. I want you to decide to be a great speaker. And I want you to start doing these two things today. It's not going to cost you anything. And you don't need any extra thing to start doing it. You can start right now. Thinking more and listening more. Okay? Because I want to celebrate you. I want to listen to your TED Talk and say, oh my gosh, I know her. I want to see a movie made about you and say, oh my goodness, I know him. I want to see thousands of people saying, my life was changed because I started listening to her podcast. I want that for you. And we're doctors. More than anything else, we want to help people. And if you learn to communicate, if you learn to be a great speaker, you'll really be able to help people. All right. So start off, take a screenshot of this, post your aha moment on social media. You can tag us, hashtag EntreMD, and I'll be happy to shout you out and repost and reshare and all of that stuff. And go start doing these things and become the great speaker that you have the potential to be. All right. Well, I will see you, my friends, on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast.
Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.